eating before swimming. Today's reading describes two pretty familiar miracles of Jesus from the Gospels, the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on water. Eating before swimming. Did Jesus wait at least an hour? Well, if you look at the timeline there, yeah, he did. He went up the mountain and rested, and then it turns dark. Okay, in the first miracle, Jesus fed the multitude, starting with just 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and there was much more left over. In the second one, Jesus, after retreating from the group that just experienced the miracle and wanted to take him by force to make him king, joined the disciples 3 or 4 miles out by walking on water. And then he brought the disciples from a storm to safety. All right, let's look beyond the miracles. We can stand in awe of God's miracles, but we can also stew with anger when we see starvation and death in the world and see God doing nothing to change things. So let's look beyond the miracles and let's find something to learn from these two events. What is going on in the reading? What's significant about the food? Is it that people were starving and Jesus came to the rescue? Is it that people needed to be fed or they would become sick and die? Is it that Jesus understood that people like to share a meal together and he gave them the opportunity to get together and share a meal? Is it that out of almost nothing, there was enough? Is it looking at an impossible situation and finding out we truly can imagine what's impossible and make it possible? And what's significant about the water? Is it that there are always possibilities of storms in our lives? Is it that no matter how far we try to row out from Jesus, he's still near? Is it that when we think we're in dire straits, God has already been guiding us to safety? Is it looking at an impossible situation and finding out we truly can't imagine what's impossible? Let me clarify those statements, making them into statements. Jesus understands us and gives us opportunities to be together. Out of almost nothing, God provides enough. No matter how far we try to row out, Jesus is still near. When we think we're in dire straits, God has already been guiding us to safety. God has ways of helping us imagine what's impossible. So, what do you think of those? Are they teachable statements? Do they give you something to think about? Do they challenge you? Let's take them one by one. Jesus understands us and gives us opportunities to be together. Together in the building. Together online. Together in church. Together in community. Together working for justice. Together serving. Together sharing with each other. Together loving. Out of almost nothing, God provides enough. Enough for everyone. Enough to attend to one another. Enough to share. Enough to love all. When we think we're in dire straits, God has already been guiding us to safety. This is a tough one. It's so hard to trust that God is already guiding us to safety when the worst things happen. When we see such devastation in the world. Over 600,000 dead from COVID-19 in the U.S. Close to 4 million worldwide. Gun violence, mass shootings, building collapses, hurricanes, tornadoes. It seems impossible to believe that God is already guiding us to safety. When there isn't enough, it's hard to believe that God is already guiding us to safety. When we're attending to one another, it's a little easier to believe that God is already guiding us to safety. When we're sharing, it's a little easier to believe that God is already guiding us to safety. When we're loving, it gets even easier to experience the reality that God is already guiding us to safety. God has ways of helping us to imagine the impossible. Nope, no way that can be done. but we can imagine what's impossible. Restoring that relationship isn't going to happen. It's impossible. But we can imagine what's impossible. I can't talk to that person. I can't invite them to church. I'm terrified. But we can imagine what's impossible. There's not enough love in the world for that person. They've been awful to everyone forever. But we can imagine what's impossible. Living into a new model for what it means to be church. But I want it back the way it was in 1955 or 1980 or 2000 or even 2019. But we can imagine what's impossible. The storm is too much. It's too fierce. I can't make it. But we can imagine what's impossible. A caring community of Christ imagining what's impossible. A people of prayer and action imagining what's impossible. A beacon of hope, justice, and peace imagining what's impossible. No matter what, no matter who, no matter where, whether we're experiencing calm or rough seas, living out love, caring and sharing resources, abundance. Amen.